After the latest property tax values were shared in April, a group called the Orange County Property Tax Justice Coalition stepped up to dig into data around historically black neighborhoods. Members of the coalition noticed several values and tax bills skewed high in the 2021 cycle and helped appeal to lower 140 residences' values by $7 million collectively. When similar inequities were seen in the early 2025 data, the coalition formed to sound an alarm and petition the county government to change its assessment process. The county tax office conducts the subjective process with appraisers, following the state law to determine the market values based on sales ratios and other metrics. But after reviewing the coalition's early data themselves, Orange County's elected officials collectively agreed to request further studies and an outside expert to review how a more equitable assessment can be made for all residents. During an August 26th meeting of the Board of Orange County Commissioners, County Manager Travis Myron presented to them how efforts are going in the 2025 reval appeals process.
We did, of course, have more appeals than we had in previous revaluations. Going from 2021 to 2025, there were about 2,100, almost 2,200 more appeals that have been filed either in an informal setting through the tax office or in a formal setting through the Board of Equalization and Review.
While those tweaks to the new property values help some residents in the short term, Chair of the Orange County Commissioners, James Zeta Bedford, said the goal is to find a more democratic and transparent assessment process. She described the creation of the workgroup as a midterm step in updating how Orange County's tax office approaches revaluations before the next cycle in 2029.
To have 171 neighborhoods that need to be reviewed at this time in the process, I am hopeful that there's a way to improve. I don't mean to fault. They have been working night and day on this. But is there a better way to design a reeval process?
The Tax Assessment Work Group, which was approved during that meeting, will work with an outside consultant yet to be hired. The group will have more than a dozen members that include Orange County elected officials, Orange County staff, housing representatives, and four residents. It will serve as an advisory board who will help develop recommendations to that consultant to improve and strengthen the accuracy and transparency of the tax assessment. During the meeting, many commissioners admitted that the current process and methods used to determine homes' market values are very complicated and out of their expertise. Commissioner Earl McKee volunteered this and said he believes it is very important to direct both the working group and consultant toward answering challenging questions.
How are we going to define what we're looking for? What I want to know is very simple. How do we get the anomalies between the higher wealth homes with a 30% or a 50% increase and lower wealth communities with 70, 80, 90, 150% increases?
Commissioner Jean Hamilton responded by saying she believes having an outside expert evaluate the situation in Orange County will be informative as long as the right consulting company is found.
What I want to see is a consultant who can tell us about the way we do our assessments, the difference between what's coming from gentrification, from demand, from outside, and what comes from our own process.
Right.
While some of the tax assessment work group's positions are already filled or identified with volunteer candidates, the county is taking applications for the residents willing to serve as District 1 and District 2 representatives. Interested community members can apply until September 30th, and the working group's membership will be approved during the Board of County Commissioners' October 7th meeting. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.